All right, we'll move along to Stanford coach Johnny Dawkins. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of John Compacker, San Francisco Chronicle.
Hi, Johnny. Good morning. I'd like to ask you, looking ahead to the second, this Thursday, just your assessment of Cal to this point from what you've seen on your non-conference schedule.
Well, Cal's a very good team. They've had a good non-conference schedule, very competitive. They have experienced players, so experienced front line. They have an experienced point guard, and one of the best point guards in my conference. And they have some young talent that are all capable of having success. So very good team.
Your next question comes from the line of Percy Allen, Seattle Times.
Hey, did how has the loss of Aaron Bright affected the team?
What's the question? Has the loss of Aaron Bright affected our team?
Oh, how has the loss of Aaron?
Yes. From a leadership perspective, someone that was one of our, seniors, upperclassmen, from an experience standpoint, someone has played a lot of games for us in non-conference big games as well as conference big games. And so that's a big loss for us. So now we're having to kind of find, other ways, but we miss Aaron and what he was able to bring to our team.
Do you have a natural sort of pass-first type of a point guard on the team at the moment?
We have a young man that's capable of being a pass-first point guard. I think the kid, young man Malcolm, who's a freshman for us, is more of a pass-first point guard. But our offense isn't generated by that anyway. If you look at our team and the makeup of what we do, Dwight Powell leads us in assists by far, and that's because the ball is in his hands, and he's more of a playmaker for us at that position.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Your next question comes from
You're welcome.
The line of David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Hi, Coach. I was going to ask you about what you referred to about the Powell leading your team in assists. Now, was that kind of by design, or is that just the way things have evolved?
It's kind of by design. We changed our offense from what we were running in past years, and we thought he's a very good facilitator. We thought all of our guards really are aggressive offensively and attacking, attacking guards. So we wanted to put the ball in, someone's hands who would, be a little bit more of a facilitator for us. And I think it's kind of proven to be the case for us. He's done a good job of finding guys and multiple guys, not just one guy. And I think he's made us better by doing that.
And Nastic, he seems to really have come on in the last few games. Has he really improved over the course of the year and over the course of his career?
You know what, he really has, and I'm very proud of him. He battled last year, a tough sophomore year, and to see him come back and fight through that and have the success he's having, just really, really pleasing, because I've seen how hard he works. I mean, he's a young man who's really pushing the time. He's methodical with it, just keeps grinding, and you always love to see a young man get rewarded with having some success when he's doing that, and just really happy for him. And I think he still has a big upside. I think he still hasn't reached his full potential, and that's like I said, encouraging.
Thanks very much.
Your next question comes from the line of John Gold, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, Randall has improved his scoring by over 5 points a game, and he's taking the same exact amount of field goal attempts. His field goal percentage has risen, and his free throws have really taken a jump up. How has he improved his offensive game, and especially at the free throw line?
Well, I think for chasing it, his commitment in the off season was very important. A few things happened for him. One, I mean, he had a tough sophomore year, and he wanted to kind of bounce back from that. And so his summer, he spent a lot of time working on improving his overall game. I thought, too, you know, he had a chance to try out for the USA basketball team, and he didn't make it. You know, he was the last cut. I think that kind of even motivated him that much more because, you know, he felt that, you know, he could compete on that level. And when it didn't happen, you know, it was something that he used as motivation as well. So I think the fact that he didn't have a great sophomore year, I think the fact that the summer didn't work out quite the way he wanted to, just really focused him in on getting better and doing the things he needed to do to help our team win.
Great, Coach. Thanks very much.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Johnny, having watched your game earlier in the year with BYU and then looking at your defensive field goal percentage now under 40, I'm guessing you're probably somewhat pleased with the improvement in the defense?
Yes, I am. You know, it was a tough start for us. You know, we spent a lot of time, and like I said, changing our offensive system. And so our defense was behind our offense. And, you know, we just really need to really focus after that game and understand the value of what we've done and not take it for granted. You know, we felt we've always been a good defensive team since we've been here, pretty much save our first or second year. And so we were very disappointed in our outing. And I think our guys went back to the practices with a new focus, a new commitment to what we need to do on that end of the court to tie it all together for us. And so, really happy with you know, where we're trending defensively. And I'll say that again, I don't think we're where we can be defensively. It's still a process, and our guys are figuring it out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any further questions for Coach?
There's no questions at this time.
All right, perfect. John, I appreciate your time today, and good luck this week.
All right, guys. Have a happy new year. Guys, take care.
Okay. We'll see you.